Thank you for calling customer support. It's Jemiah. How can I help you?
I notified you last month, and then I got a bill again in March. I have never subscribed. I don't know what Musia Pearl is. What are you?
Well, you're calling a third-party customer support.
Okay.
Line. We service a variety of companies
products. What is Musia Pearl?
I'm not sure. The only way I know what it is if I pull the information up.
Okay. My name is Gilbert Hammer. I got a bill for $49.89 2 months in a row.
Okay, I can definitely.
On my and that bill was on my MasterCard.
Okay, just a moment. May I have your zip code?
11050.
Excuse me. Okay, what was the first and last name again?
Gilbert Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R.
Okay, so I have that pulled up. Can I get you to verify the mailing address for me?
176 Pond View Drive, Port Washington, New York, 11050.
Okay, let me take a look here. Okay, so this goes all the way back to January. Do you remember taking a survey on January 17th where it offered you a chance to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPad, tablet, different items like that?
I have a vague recollection of a survey, and not only that, but my recollection is that it said I had won the Dyson vacuum, there was only a shipping charge. That's the only thing that is a vague recollection on my part.
Okay, so in the terms and conditions, I'm pulling it up now. In the terms and conditions, it stated that if you enroll for a chance to win that product or that item, it's going to enroll you in something called a meal app plan. And that's just basically an app that helps to cut sugar and carb cravings, has this different recipe guides. They send that app to your email for it to be downloaded, and there is a monthly subscription to use it. So in the terms and conditions, it does state that, you know, if you enroll for a chance to receive that item, you're enrolling in the meal app plan as well.
That's a scam. I mean, there is no way that I had any idea that I was enrolling in anything except the possibility of winning something, and I never got the vacuum that I was told I won.
Well, sir, did you read the information correctly?
I don't know whether I did or not. I mean, it's a while ago, and I have no idea whether I read it correctly or not.
Okay.
I do know what I did read correctly is that I won a vacuum and that the only thing that I had to pay was the shipping charge, and I gave them my MasterCard number for the shipping charge, not for anything else.
Okay, I'm not sure. Not sure, because it's showing that information was available. And I know legally, legally we have to provide the terms and conditions for situations like this. So they were provided. You probably didn't see them.
That is entirely possible. But what I did see, as I said, I did see an indication that I had won this vacuum, and I did see that what they wanted was my MasterCard in order to pay the shipping charge, and I never got the vacuum.
And see, when it comes to that, the company is supposed to reach out to you.
They never did.
Okay. Yeah, see, this has been ever since January, so it's only going to let us go back only so far. But I can get it canceled for you.
Well, not only would I like to have it canceled, but I'd like to be refunded those monthly charges for something that I never used and never wanted.
So I would definitely have to see what options are available for you when it comes to a refund, because like I said, legally the terms and conditions were provided. We have to provide them. The charges are valid, but I can see what I can do as far as assisting you with some type of credit or courtesy refund. I cannot guarantee all of the charges, but I can take a look if you can give me just a moment. Okay, sir, I'm still here. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, sir.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for holding. I do apologize for that wait. So after taking a further look, it's showing that I can issue you a refund for the latest charge.
If they want me to go to the Better Business Bureau, they can do only one charge. If they want me to, if they go back to the latest and the previous charge, I will not do that. Otherwise, I will go to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, sir. Doing that is not, that's, you know, that doesn't cause you to be refunded because legally our terms and conditions were provided. But I can see if I can get you transferred because you definitely have to read the information. We don't refund you just because you missed the information.
Excuse me. There was another aspect of that information. It indicated that I had won a vacuum, that if I provided my credit card number to pay for the shipping charges, I would get that vacuum. I never got the vacuum, so they reneged on their portion of the deal.
They said you were entering for a chance to win the product.
No, they said I won the product. And
okay, so what I'm going to do now is I can get you transferred if you can give me just a moment.
I have another issue. How do I pay shipping charges for something that I did not win?
You weren't paying a shipping charge. You were paying an enrollment fee.
It said it was a shipping charge.
Okay, so I can only refund the latest charge. If you can give me a moment, I can get you transferred.
All right. I would appreciate you refunding the latest charge, and you can transfer me over also, and I'll talk to them about the remainder of the issue.
Hold one moment.